Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC Hoops Show. We do this show every Monday night at 8 o'clock Pacific time. And as I always say, if you can't listen live, you can always listen to the podcast by going to www.blogtalkradio. We really love Blog Talk Radio, and it's blogtalkradio.com. And right in the search engine, punch in the NWAC Hoops Show. You'll get every single show that we've ever done, including the most recent. And I know people love listening that way because for reasons they can't listen live to the program. I am Gregory Crawford. I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. And, of course, we have our brand-new website up with my great friend from Philadelphia, the outstanding journalist, Jovan Alford, and www.achoopsdigest.com. And pretty darn excited about that. But it's Monday night. That means it's a big NWAC night on Blog Talk Radio. And now we're going to talk NWAC basketball with four outstanding coaches who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. And the NWAC is a great league. I might get the number wrong here, but it's in Idaho with one team, then predominantly in Washington and Oregon. And I believe it's 36 teams that play basket. And it is great. And one of those teams is Walla Walla Community College. And their head coach is Jeff Rheinland on the men's side. Jeff gets us rolling each week. Jeff, how you doing? And it's pretty phenomenal when you think about the NWAC having the number of teams that they have throughout Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. And they all have outstanding coaches, and they all play the game so hard on both the men's and women's side.
Yeah, they really do, Greg. You know, it's the league's really expanded. It's gotten – the competition has gotten extremely difficult. You know, the men's side, for sure. You know, being a men's coach, I mean, you know, that's what I pay attention to the most. And, I mean, you know, it's – the competition has just gotten so intense, and, you know, everybody that fields a team, you know, they field a pretty good team. They can beat you on any given night. So it is really a great league. So for both men and women.
Jeff, you really know how to shoot, to teach shooting. You've always had, for the most part, outstanding 3-point shooters. Talk a little bit about how that's evolved into the game, because, you know, my personal opinion, and I think I know basketball pretty darn well, you better have a good 3-point shooter, at least one or two, or you're not going to be competitive anymore.
I tend to agree with you. I mean, you know, the 3-point line has definitely changed the game. You know, it's there. It's got to be utilized. You know, I think you've got to have a minimum of two or three guys that can really stroke the ball from deep, and you know, I don't think you can play the game anymore if you don't have the deep ball threat. And you know, from my side of things, I mean, we've had no trouble of getting the shooters and getting the shooting part done. You know, we tend to have a little more trouble finding the more athletic side of it, and, you know, getting the guys that can get to the rim. So you know, I definitely think the 3-point shot has changed the game, and I definitely think you have to exploit it as a coach, or I think you're right. I think it gets very difficult to win.
Jeff, we're getting closer and closer. I'm licking my chops here to the start of the season. How are you feeling about your basketball team right now on Halloween night, October 31st?
I'm feeling really good. I mean, you know, we've had a couple of scrimmages, and you know, we've, as expected, I mean, we're pretty good offensively. You know, I kind of expected that out of the group that I have, and I also expected us to be a little bit behind defensively, and I found that to be true as well. So, you know, as much as I love the offense and what the kids are doing on the offensive end, you know, we need to get a little bit better on the defensive end, but, you know, I really like what I see, and, you know, we can shoot the ball, we can drive it, we can get it inside, and so, you know, with that said, I feel pretty good.
And, you know, when you see what you have in these practices in the early season, I would imagine you're an experienced, excellent coach. You kind of go to what you need to work on. Is that correct? You know what your strengths are, but you got to work on your weaknesses.
I think you definitely do, and I think you need to maintain what you're good at, so you know you can't neglect it or anything like that. But you know you definitely need to put a lot of effort in to the things that you know you really need to improve on, because you know as you know this season goes by pretty quick, and I mean before you know it we're in league play, and you know at that point. You know, you blink your eye and you're through round one and your team's not going to get a whole lot better. So, yeah, we really need to improve on the things that we need to improve on. And now is a really big window where we need to get that done.
Yeah, this season does go by way too quick, and big fans like me are clamoring for more.
Yeah, I hear you. It's a fast season, you know, and you know, once the games start rolling, man, I mean, they just keep going and going and going. I mean, you know, you're going to play every week, sometimes two or three games a week, and you have a little break for the holidays. But, you know, it just goes quickly, and you need to be ready to play right away. And that's a big challenge at this level with these two-year guys. You know, they're not – they need a little more coaching and instruction, you know, than some of the levels. But – you know, they're great kids, and they play really hard, and it's a great league, and just looking forward to it. And like I said, we'll blink our eyes, and it'll be over. So,
Jeff, you travel a lot in the eastern region of the NWAC, probably more than anybody, and to games, especially when you get into league play. We've talked a little bit about this, but is that something that a young person just kind of has to experience, or is there some things you can do to kind of set the table for when the traveling starts?
Well, the only thing you can do really is travel to scrimmages, you know, and we try to do that. I try not to scrimmage at home because we play so many road games and we have to travel so much in the East region. But I think, you know, the main thing is the kids just have to get out and do it. And, you know, that's what we travel a lot in our non-league schedule because we have to travel these long trips and get off the bus and play. And that's really hard for some of these guys to do. And, you know, some of the teams on the west side, you know, they don't have to do that quite as much. Us in the south really have to travel some of the schools. So, just getting out and traveling in the non-league schedule and you know, just getting the kids used to getting off the bus and having to play, I think that's the only way you can do it.
Jeff, and thanks for your usual great start in this program. As I always say, you'd make $10 million in Major League Baseball if you were a leadoff hitter the way you lead off this program. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Hey, that sounds great, Greg. And again, thank you for doing this and just really appreciate it.
My pleasure. It only is a good joke because of you four great coaches. And now, speaking of great coaches, let's stick with that. And thank you, Jeff Rhineland, head men's coach at Walla Walla Community College in beautiful Walla Walla, Washington. Now let's go to Olympia, Washington, the capital of the state of Washington, for all you people listening down in Australia. Thank you very much for the applause down there. Got a big audience in Australia every week. And Aaron Landon. Aaron is the head men's coach at South Puget Sound Community College, doing a great job up there. Has changed the culture of the basketball program on the men's side. Aaron, I went to an NWAC scrimmage yesterday, and an NBA playoff game broke out.
Well, first off, thanks for having me on, and I really appreciate you coming out to the scrimmage. I thought it was a great event, and Coach Wegner did a great job. I was really pleased that he had people showing up and that you guys were willing to come out and watch. I thought that really created more of a game atmosphere and enhanced the experience for players and coaches alike.
Well, it was nice to see the Stoudemire family and talk to many of your fans, including them, and Grant Miner does such a great job, and Max Hoops was there, and there was a great crowd, Aaron, and they really got into it because you guys, both your teams played so hard. It was wonderful to watch. I was impressed.
Yeah, I thought it was just a great day in the gym. I think I saw Coach Wagner put that on Twitter, just a good day in the gym, and I couldn't agree more. I think both of us would love to see our teams maybe turn it over a little bit less, and I know I felt that way. But overall, going in, I think we just really wanted to compete hard, and both teams just played so hard, and was just happy with the effort level on our end, and thought Clackamas did an outstanding job competing, and I think they got a really nice group. You know, typically, just in my short experience seeing Clackamas in the NWAC, they've always had big post players and great team size. And this year they're really, really fast and they can go. And, you know, that's kind of the style that we're trying to play and speed the game up. And, you know, it was just fun to see that style of game just break out and both sides wanted to get up and down. So it was just a great day. And I think we both got out of there with our teams 100% healthy. So just great to build on that this week as we get back to work.
Aaron, I've prescribed to the Jack Nicklaus theory, and I've heard him say this often in person and on interviews, that the glass is not either half empty, it's not half full, it's who's pouring the water. So with that said, what do you need to work on that you learned yesterday? You had a great effort, needs work.
Yeah, quite a few things. You know, the most important thing is just, you know, how your culture is when you get out there, how your bench is, how the effort is. And I thought that, you know, we did a good job just establishing that, you know, we want to play hard, play together, and play unselfish. We need to take care of the ball, Greg. I looked at the box score and over 20 turnovers. That's not going to do it. You know, NWAC teams are just too good, and you got to take care of the ball. It's a game of possessions, and we need to, you know, be a little bit better with our decision making, and we need to shoot it a little bit better. You know, we don't have much size. I think you saw two teams that threw a lot of guards out on the floor, and you know, I'm sure both sides would tell you if you're going to play that style, you really have to exploit the 3-point line. And we need to shoot it a little bit better. Whether we're at home or on the road, it doesn't matter. You know, you need that result when you go out with the intention of shooting quite a few threes, which we did. So we'll work on that stuff this week, and it'll be great to have the film to kind of look at what we're doing and see what we need to fix.
And, Aaron, you also went down and participated at Lane Community College. That had to be a good experience, about 80 miles from Portland. And so you had back-to-back days of playing very talented teams.
Yeah, good teams and really good coaches. I mean, we got to play against Southwestern Oregon and Coach Hoff and Coach Chofka and Coach Wagner. Those are guys that I've had relationships with. And my first recruiting event when I was an assistant coach at Concordia was at Coach Wagner's Jamboree, and Chofka and Hoff were actually guys that I called when I was interviewing for my position. And so I really trust those guys, and think they know the process well. So to go through the preseason scrimmaging those teams, I know that they're always going to be well-prepared, contrasting styles. But the South region just has really good people in it. And so, you know, I trusted those guys to, you know, put together a good scrimmage, and I'm just really appreciative that that we got to have that experience down there in Oregon this weekend.
Well, you know, speaking of the experience in Oregon, Aaron, in conclusion, talk a little bit about, you had the classy move of taking your team up to see Multnomah Falls, which is an ooh and ah place if you've never seen it. It's the second biggest tourist attraction in the state of Oregon, next to Cliff Wagner's Trophy Room, but the guys really had to enjoy that.
Yeah, I didn't want to take them to the trophy room before the game because they get all freaked out. And, you know, the banners, it's bad enough when you step in the gym and the whole wall's covered. So I just figured I would go to Multnomah Falls. We got a lot of guys from outside the Northwest in our program. We got guys from California and Utah and Alaska. And, you know, you only get to spend 2 years with these young men. And, you know, I always use the acronym ZFL. I say you got to have a zest for life. And, you know, we had an hour to kill, and I thought, why not? You know, the Columbia River Gorge is incredible, and why not, you know, share that beauty and that experience with those guys? So we drove out there and got to enjoy that together and then got to go compete together. And that's really, you know, what that sense of family is all about, you know, new experiences and also going to battle together. So it was a great time. I thought Clackamas did a wonderful job really turning a scrimmage into more of a game experience. And yesterday was great. And of course, the experience at Lane was great as well. So back to work and just going to keep trying to get better this week.
And speaking of work, Aaron, keep up the great work. It's a pleasure to know you. Thanks for your contributions on this program and contributions to helping young people get their life in order and move on to be very successful. We'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Thanks so much for having me on, Greg. We appreciate you.
You betcha. Thank you. That's Aaron Landon, the head men's coach at South Puget Sound Community College in Olympia, Washington. Let's stay in the state of Washington and talk to another expert and successful coach in Jeremy Eggers at beautiful Bellevue College. Bellevue is one of the most beautiful cities, in my mind, in all the world, the way it's laid out. And good evening, Jeremy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Greg, for doing this, and thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Thank you for doing it. And, you know, it is Halloween night. How's your team responding so far? And we've heard a lot of great comments from you in this first month that we've been on about what you're trying to accomplish. Are you getting there?
We're getting there, taking baby steps. We got we scrimmaged a couple weeks ago, or 10 days ago, and then we have about a 20-day layoff. So we're kind of back to the grind and back to the basics and working on some things and trying to get through the next 20 days of practices. But excited about my group, like my group. Think we have a chance to be successful. We just have to shore up a lot of the little things right now.
Jeremy, you are a basketball expert. Talk a little bit about how these players nowadays, they really do work hard, and I think people should appreciate that, but they also need their downtime and the rest. How do you handle that at Bellevue College?
Well, the big thing is just getting these guys to understand that the time management, how important the time management is. You know, they go from having 6 or 7 periods in high school to 2 or 3 hour-long classes a day, and then they got to manage basketball, weights, study hall, and it's a change for them. They got to learn how to deal with that. They got to learn how to, you know, cope with it and how to time manage properly, and that's the biggest thing is just they got to learn how to time manage. And for our guys, we try to have them on a schedule where they're pretty busy until at least 5-6 o'clock at night every night, and then what they do after that is, you know, important for them to understand that what they do after that is going to lead to their success, you know, basketball-wise.
Here we are, October 31st. It's flying by. What are you happy about right now? Not only happy, but what do you see as the strength of your team in this 16-17 season at this stage?
I'm happy about the fact that it's fun to go to practice every day still. I know it's early, but, you know, we, like I said, we got 20 days before we play again, and our guys are excited to be in the gym. They're there early today. You know, they had the weekend off. They're in the gym early, getting extra shots up, hanging out, talking, socializing, having fun. And that, to me, is big time because it's, you know, it's a grind. As the coaches have talked about, you know, once the season hits, it goes by fast, but it's a grind getting to the season. And right now we're in that grind, and our guys are still having fun doing it. And to me, that's extremely important because we can try to push them, but if they don't have fun doing it, they're not going to do it to the best of their ability.
Jeremy, talk a little bit about the evolution of the three-point shot. It's been around quite a while now, but it's a critical part of the game of basketball, and it's fun for the fans, fun for the players. but it also decides a lot of games besides great defense.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, you got to be able to shoot the basketball. I don't care if you're big, small, fast, slow. You got to be able to shoot the basketball from the perimeter. And, you know, there's all kinds of different offenses evolving nowadays to focus on the three-point shot. You know, we ran a dribble drive for 10 years, but our focus was to get to the basket on it, but we wanted the ball to go inside out. So regardless of what all the different offenses are, you have to be able to shoot it. The mid-range game's been kind of a lost art, but we're really working on that portion of the game right now. We need our guys to be able to put the ball on the floor, get to the middle of the paint, be able to pull up, shoot the mid-range, be able to make good decisions on the kickouts. But if you – yeah, I mean, as Coach Ryland said, it's changed the game. And if you can't shoot the three or you're not, you know, very good at it, then you're probably not going to be very successful. It might not be the key component to your offense, but you need to be able to do it.
Is technique the biggest key to making someone a better shooter and improving their shooting? Obviously, it takes a lot of determination, mental concentration, but oftentimes there's some flaws in the mechanics.
You know, it is, but, at our level, it's really hard to change someone's shot by the time they've gotten to us. I mean, there's instances where you can, and there's times where we've been able to, but the biggest thing is to find out how that person shoots or what their mechanics are to then help exploit them to be as successful with it as they can. Because I've seen a lot of guys come through our gym that were shooters in high school, and I'm like, oh, Nelly, I don't know how you're a shooter, but we got to be positive and help encourage those ways that they've shot the ball before, because that's what they're most comfortable with, and it's tough to change a guy's shot at our level.
Very good job tonight, Jeremy. I appreciate having you on the program. You add so much to it, just like the other four coaches. And I look forward to seeing you in person and look forward to that countdown of these 20 days and talking to you again next Monday night.
Appreciate it, Greg. Thank you for everything.
You betcha. That's Jeremy Eggers, the head men's coach at Bellevue College. Outstanding program there. And speaking of outstanding programs, let's go to Cliff Wagner at Oregon City, Oregon, the lone Oregon representative here who does a terrific job there. Championship coach, 41 years of coaching basketball, got the best, best sightseeing thing in his trophy room in the state of Oregon, and Multnomah Falls falls right behind that, without the pun. But good evening, Cliff. And I really did go to a NWAC scrimmage yesterday, and an NBA playoff game broke out.
Well, I don't know about that, but somewhere in between, it was unusually intense and competitive, and not in a bad way. I mean, both teams just playing hard. I really thought it was a great day in the gym, a great opportunity for us to play against a good team, well-coached, who played hard. So I really appreciate Aaron bringing his team in, and I know they had a long weekend. But both teams really battled hard, and I really feel like it was very beneficial for our team, and I hope that Aaron felt the same way.
And a very good crowd for a scrimmage.
Yeah, it really was, and they were really into it. I mean, it was just a scrimmage, but they sort of treated it like a ball game, and it came down to the end, and there was a lot of kind of pressure possession, so I thought that was a great experience for both teams as well, on both sides of the ball, to have a chance to work on those situations with a little bit more on the line. And we're at a point where we really needed to play against someone else to get better and to answer some questions about some of our kids. So, again, very beneficial day.
This is not the biggest team that you've ever had, Cliff, but I was kind of impressed by the way your guys went to the glass yesterday, both offensively and defensively.
That's true, and I don't think that we're small by NWAC standards. I mean, we're gonna have a roster that has 6'7", 6'7", 6'6", 6'9". That's not too small by NWAC standards. It's just not as big as we've been the past 4 or 5 years. But that's okay. I really like our athleticism. I really like our quickness this year. I think we're going to have a really good team that can play open court basketball and hopefully get into a lot of transition situations because I think we're really good end-to-end, and I think we've got some really good spot-up shooters that if we can create some advantage situations in transition and find them on the arc, I think they're going to light people up. So excited to see about the potential and fitting these pieces together these next few weeks.
And Cliff, you've got a great event coming up this Sunday. The first time that I can remember going to it that it's been on Sunday, but your 23rd annual Jamboree starts at 9 a.m. on Sunday, the 6th, and it's got a great group of teams coming in, and it's really well organized, and I know you're looking forward to that, learning more about your team as well.
Yes, it's going to be a great event. We've got most of the South here, Mount Hood, Lynn Benton, us, Portland, Umpqua. We've also got Northern Idaho that I'm really excited to see. They're nationally ranked. They have what appears to be a great team this year. Centralia's coming down, and then Pacific JV will also be out and scrimmage as well. So a little few less teams. We've got 8 teams this year. We're going to start at 9 and be done at 1:30, but it's going to be a great event. I think there's going to be a lot of four-year coaches here to watch. I think we should have a great crowd, and I hope we have a lot of people turn out. We're going to donate the gate receipts to help our fellow coaches at Northern Idaho who we had 2 assistants in our colleagues who suffered a serious traffic accident. So we're trying to turn the event into a nice little gesture to help our fellow colleagues as well.
And, of course, Cliff, tell us where Clackamas Community College is. And if I always say if you can't find it, don't go. And massive free parking.
Untold acreage of free parking. Exit 10 off of I-205, 3.5 miles, and you're there. Easiest college in America to find, easiest college in America to park at an event.
He's on my case for going over there, Cliff, but you know firsthand that if somebody wants to move their gym to my driveway, I'd be happy to be there. I can walk here to Clackamas Community College, so I'm benefiting the environment by going to your games.
Well, I wouldn't take too much static off that granola and yogurt crowd down there in Eugene or wherever it was that criticism came from. But this is a great gym. It's a great location. And I know you like being here, and I know it's close to your home. So we expect to see you a lot, and we always enjoy having you in the gym.
Yeah, it's fun. And once again, 9 a.m. on Sunday, Cliff, and it's quite a show. I'm also really impressed by every single team that ever plays in that. They're playing to win those quarters, and they are playing as hard as you can play.
Yeah, I expect a similar level of intensity as you saw this weekend with the Cougars and the Clippers here. But everybody wants to look good against other people in the South. Everybody's going to be looking at the other teams and kind of seeing where everybody is, how far along they are, what kind of pieces they have in the puzzle this year. And it's always a nice chance to see everybody pretty much for the first time of the season. You see a lot of coaches you haven't seen around. You see some officials that you haven't seen for a while. And then you see players on other teams that you know, kids that recruited. So it's always just a great day in the gym. We really love hosting the event here.
Yeah, I can hardly wait. Thanks for doing it. Thanks for being a big part of this program, Cliff. And we'll see you next Sunday, 9 a.m., and talk to you next Sunday night on the Portland Metro Small College Hoop Show. Have a great week.
Great. Thanks again, Greg, to you and all the other NY coaches on the show. Enjoying it. Looking forward to another great season.
You betcha. That's Cliff Wagner, the head men's coach at Clackamas Community College in beautiful Oregon City, Oregon. Thanks to all the coaches tonight. All members of the NWAC, a great league. And thank you, NWAC basketball people, both men and women, for putting on a good show time you hit the floor. Good night, everyone, and don't forget to make your free throws.